Good morning. Let's pray, because I need it. Oh, Lord, we just come before you this morning and rest in you right now. I just pray for rest over this room, every heart here. God, whether they know you or they don't know you, would you bring your rest right now? Just lay down everything that we walked in here with on our mind, what we're doing after the service. We just lay it before you, God, and would you come in and speak to our hearts? Let us walk away from here knowing something more of your heart, Lord, or being reminded of something that we've known, but fallen away from or forgotten. Just come and remind us, Jesus. Amen. We are starting a new series this morning, and I want to start that series off with a story to remind us of God's heart. So the story begins with once upon a time. And once upon a time, there was a young prince named Jay Paul. And this prince lived in a land called Ravenwood, an untamed wild land, beautiful land. And there was a king in this land. The noble, mighty King Alistair, honorable. And the people followed him faithfully. They trusted him. Jay Paul was his son. And he wanted nothing more than to please his father. He's always thinking of, how can I capture my father's heart? Well, one day, he got that opportunity. He was walking across the castle courtyard when he noticed the knights had gathered around a fire and they were telling stories of valor. He loved that. It's one of his favorite things, is to sit in and listen to their stories. So he scurried over there, sat down, and he heard Zagori, one of the Ravenwood knights, big bushy beard, barrel-chested knight, telling about his bout with a black dragon. "I had that beast right where I wanted him. He was perched on a boulder, but the fire in his belly had finally run out, and the steam was just rising from his nostrils. I made ready my arrow, but then he swung his thundering tail down at me. I managed to leap to escape it, and before he could make another swing, I shot my arrow, and with a single arrow, single shot, I defeated that great horned monster." Oh, everybody whistled and cheered, and he proudly stood before them. But Jay Paul was lost. He was in a daydream. He was picturing himself riding out of the castle gates on his noble white steed, Aspen, to slay the most menacing dragon of the kingdom. Suddenly, he was jarred from his daydream as another knight, one of the elder knights, Ben Shar, stood and began to tell a most unusual fish tale. "Well, lads, it was, I don't know, 15 years ago that I set off to get the favorite meal of the king. Yes, it is a special fish that lives only in Lake Abyss. You must travel all the way through Ravenwood Forest, a full day's journey, and there you will find a fish the size of a horse with two dorsal fins running down its back. And at the night, just before dark, fins would cut through the water as it would come to the surface to feed. Yes, I set off to bring one of these fish home to the king, for I had heard him tell that it was his favorite meal. So I readied my gear and my largest pack horse, because I knew I'd have a lot to bring back with me. And I set off through Ravenwood Forest. Well, just then, his story was interrupted. The bells rang in the courtyard, summoning the knights to a meeting with the king. And they all began to gather their things. Drats! Ben Shar was disappointed as he lost the attention of all the other knights. And as they walked away, he made one challenge to them. "Now wait, I haven't even spoke of the banquet that we've had when I returned with this fish." Oh, the king's eyes were smiling that day. "Which one of you will go and get him another? He's waited so long." Well, without thinking, Jay Paul jumped up. "I will!" And then he realized what he'd done. The knights went silent and looked at him, and then they laughed. "To have the imagination of a young lad again." J. Paul, red in the face, walked off. But as he walked off, he thought to himself, this is it. This is it. I will capture my father's heart with this one act. I will bring him back a scarlet twin fin. And then an idea came to him. And he went down to ready all his gear so he could leave first thing in the morning. And at the dinner table that night, King Alistair sat watching his son finishing his meal, stroking his beard with a smile. And he thought to himself, it's been a long time since I've spent a whole day with my son. J. Paul, tomorrow, what do you say we gather our horses and ride the West Hills together and explore? The whole day, just you and I. Well, J. Paul thought, that sounds marvelous, but I've got this plan, this perfect plan to please my father. I have a lot of work to do tomorrow, Dad. Sorry. And he finished his meal quickly and ran off to bed. The king was disappointed and a little puzzled at what work could be more important than spending the day with him. So that night, J. Paul had trouble sleeping, tossing and turning, and with the first light of day he was up to start on his quest. And he gathered his gear, made ready Aspen, his horse, and they rode off through Ravenwood Forest. And it was a long day's ride. Soon enough, he noticed the trees thinning out a bit and eventually opened up to Lake Abyss. J. Paul had never seen the lake, the largest lake in all of Ravenwood. He looked over it, and the waters were black and calm. And he felt the chill of the evening settling in. So he thought, I'll make a fire first and get warmed up, and then I'll go down, see if I can get a twin fin. And as he sat by the fire, a loneliness settled into him as he realized how many fires he'd sat around with his father. Fishing trips they'd been on, canoeing down the Shoreweed River together. But he shook off the loneliness and he said, This is going to delight my father so much, it's worth it. And he went down to the lake and he brought his bow, his hunting bow, and a long piece of cord. And he figured, tie this to the arrow. If I can hit the twin fin, I can pull it back, load it onto Aspen, bring it home to my father. Well, there was a log jam that extended out over the water. So he climbed out over this log jam so he would be ready and out in the deep waters. And then he waited and waited. And it was almost dark as he looked back over Ravenwood Forest and he saw the mighty crystal mountains. Tops of the mountains were made of pure quartz crystal like glass. And as the sun set behind them, they lit up like burning embers in a fire. It almost took his breath away. And as he turned back to the lake, fast approaching the logs were two fins cutting silently through the water. J. Paul's heart started to beat in his chest, and the fins dropped down under the log jam, bumping it from beneath. He kept his balance, and as it rose to the other side, he knew this was his chance. And so he shot an arrow whistling through the water and hit the fish on the back. It lurched forward. He grabbed the cord, but the cord burned through his hands, so he quickly let it go and realized there's no way he could pull that fish back in. But it was too late, and all the commotion, the cord had become entangled on his leg, and it jerked him quickly into the cold, icy waters of Lake Abyss. Now, J. Paul, in despair, finds himself being towed out to the middle of this lake, struggling to keep his head above water. And just when he'd given up all hope, he saw a speck of white above the trees, flying towards the lake, something so big that the tops of the trees were swaying under its wind. And it swept down over the water, and as it approached closer, he realized it was a giant eagle, white. And there was a warrior on its back, dressed for battle. And this eagle positioned itself just over J. Paul, reached down, grabbed him, threw him up on the eagle, slashed the rope with a knife, and then yelled, "Hold on!" as the eagle lurched forward, sinking its talons into the twin fin and heaving it from the waters of Lake Abyss. As they flew back to shore, J. Paul said nothing, but he clung to the warrior, and he looked down at the lake far below him, and he looked under the eagle at this huge twin fin thrashing. When they reached the shore,